We are on page 279. Kufyud Aleph Beis. So last thing we learned was the concept of to be somek ul tefillah, that whenever we are right before Shemoneh Esrei, so we know the right before Shemoneh Esrei, we talk about how Hashem, especially the last couple of weeks, Parshios, Hashem redeemed us from Mitzrayim and freed us and emancipated us. And then we make a bracha, we say Shira Chadasha as last week's parsha, and then we say the bracha, Bracha to Hashem Gal Yisrael. So the halacha is, you have to connect that idea of Gal Yisrael, that Hashem freed Klal Yisrael, to your tefillah, to your Shemoneh Esrei. There's not allowed to be an interruption between the two. So last time, we introduced that idea, and we saw a Ramah, that the Ramah discussed where we derive that from. And we saw an interesting marsham about that. And therefore, the Ramah says that really, based upon those reasons that we mentioned, why you have to be some agul tefillah, if, let's say, on Shabbos, you don't necessarily have to connect agul tefillah. 20 days of the week, regular days of the week, or Yom Tov, you do. Shabbos, you don't. And again, we discussed why is that true. Then the end, the Ramah said, but even on Shabbos, Tola Hachmir, Im Lo B'Makom Shetzar HaKakam, that it's best to be Machmir, that even on Shabbos, anytime, any day, any situation, you should always be so much Gul Tefillah. And that's what we've seen a number of times already. Once you say Shira Kadasha, let's say, we learned this a couple of weeks ago, but let's say you come in late, which I know nobody does, but let's say hypothetically, and the shul's almost up to Kedusha. So you want to say Kedusha with them. So you should wait before Shira Chadasha, if you're at that point. And wait before Shira Chadasha. Once you say Shira Chadasha, you have to go in, finish Bracha Tasham Gal Yisrael, then you have to say Shemoneh Esrei. So the best thing is to wait. So again, the Ramah ended up with saying, really, it doesn't make a difference, because a person, even on Shabbos, you shouldn't interrupt. Once you said the Shira Chadasha, Bracha Tasham Gal Yisrael, and your Shemoneh Esrei. So that's basically what we do, right? We don't interrupt from Geulah Tefillah, no matter what it is. Now, again, we'll see about this a little more later, because this is by Shachris. We'll see other halakhas about how about in Maariv, make the Bracha Hashkiveinu, or whatever, are you allowed to interrupt? Now, you might say, why should you interrupt or not interrupt? I'll give you an example where you would interrupt in between the Gal Yisrael and the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, if you want to remind everybody to say Yalla V'Yavo, right? So obviously, based upon this halacha, we don't, even on Shabbos, no matter what the situation is, right? They always hear some pop, and usually that's a reminder to look at the sign to see, well, what did they change up there without forgetting that has to be omitted, put into Shemoneh Esrei that I might normally omit. But, I would assume sometimes people, they clap and somebody screams out, Yalla V'Yavo, right? So again, that will be a problem. Well, on Shabbos, again, there's leniencies, best not to. But again, during the week, you have to be somewhat cool to feel, so that person who screamed out, Yalla V'Yavo, would be in violation of this halacha. Now again, we're not going to talk about people who, they're davening their own silence, Shemoneh Esrei, and nobody announced Yalla V'Yavo, so whenever they feel like they zoom ahead and they, Yalla V'Yavo, Yalla V'Yavo. So, that might be interrupting other people, but that's besides the point. Okay, Beis. Hachazen kishamachil yudches b'kolram b'chazen. When he begins the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei, choze ve'omer Hashem tzvas ha'isiv tako v'yagid. He says again, people will ask this, whatever the case may be, let's say Shachris Mincha. So when you repeat Shemoneh Esrei, so then the Chazan again says, Hashem Tzvas HaYisivtach. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that he should say it quietly. We'll get to that in a second. See, sometimes people don't. You just hear the Chazan them say, Hashem Tzvas HaYisivtach. Mishnah Berurah says you're not supposed to say it out loud. You're supposed to say it quietly. Right. Okay. And also another important thing. And the Mishnah Berurah says also, before he starts the repetition, after he finishes his own Shemoneh Esrei, and he's waiting, which a lot of times you have to do, wait till almost everybody's finished with their Shemoneh Esrei, so the Chazan is waiting So the chazan should not interrupt and be schmoozing or be masik between his private Shmon Esrei and the Shmon Esrei he says out loud, unless it's for a Dvar Mitzvah. Well, we all know it. You could just buy anything to say, well, it's a Dvar Mitzvah. But the Mishnah Berurah clarifies it and says, when we say Dvar Mitzvah, we're referring to, let's say, to answer Amenya Heshmei Rab or something like he hears Amenya Heshmei Rab, maybe from another minion or something like that. So then he can answer Amenya Heshmei Rab. But again, in between his private Shmon Esrei and the repetition Shmon Esrei, he should not interrupt. Now, there's a very interesting Bir Halacha. And the Bir Halacha here brings up a very interesting question. And that is, so in Aleph we said, you're not allowed to interrupt between Gal Yisrael and the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Except for Hashem Tzvasai Sivsach. Hashem Tzvasai Sivsach, that pasuk, Hashem Tzvasai Sivsach, you could say because it's considered part of Shmon Esrei. That's why Chazal made it. Considers part of Shmon Esrei, so therefore, even though you said Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, and you're saying Hashem Tzvasai Sivsach, Ufi Agit Tilasecha, before you begin Shmon Esrei, that's not considered an interruption. So now the question is, what happens if someone did not say Hashem Tzvasai Sivsach? Like you just started Shmon Esrei with the Baruch. You didn't say Hashem Tzvasai Sivsach. So the Bir Halacha questions, would that blow his Shmon Esrei? In other words, the rationale is like this. Once you say that it's part of Shmon Esrei, you have to say it's part of Shmon Esrei, because, or else it would be an interruption between the Gal Yisrael and the Shmon Esrei. So it's part of Shmon Esrei. So you forgot a part of Shmon Esrei. So you forgot a part of Shmon Esrei. So if you forget a part of Shmon Esrei, it blows apart your Shmon Esrei, especially we'll learn later. First three, the beginning of Shmon Esrei, or the very end, right? So you blew a part of Shmon Esrei. On the other hand, the Chavetz Chaim says, maybe say no. Because you're right, it's part of Shmon Esrei, but it's not part of Shmon Esrei. And there's Mamish, right? Because, why? Because we just in our Halachim base that the Chazan repeats Shmon Esrei. And when he preach Shmon Esrei, he has to say Hashem Tzvasai Sivsach. But we just said you don't have to say loud enough for anybody here. He says it quietly. So now, the whole idea of the repetition of Shmon Esrei is for the people who didn't hear Shmon Esrei, or can't say Shmon Esrei, they hear Shmon Esrei from the Chazan, and he is like saying Shmon Esrei for them. Right? The answer, Amen. You know, we've gone through this before. So now, let's say there's Joe out there. Joe doesn't know how to say Shmon Esrei. So what is he doing? He's listening to the Chazan, he's answering Amen. So, and that's how he's Yotze Shmon Esrei. That's how he fulfills the Shmon Esrei. But Joe didn't hear Hashem Tzvasai Sivsach. Why? Because Chazan didn't say it out loud. Chazan said it, but quietly. So he didn't hear it. So therefore, it seems to be a proof that Hashem Tzvasai Sivsach, even though it's part of Shmon Esrei, but maybe it's not on the same level. So the Mishnah Berurah questions that proof. But the bottom line is, the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha comes out that the other way. In other words, the second way. In other words, if you did, you should say Hashem Tzvasai Sivsach, but if you didn't, it would not destroy your Shmon Esrei. Okay? Okay, we're running a little late, but we'll hold it there for tonight, maybe. Okay, well, Amir Tisham continue this bleeding nether tomorrow night, bleeding nether.